spend more time celebrating.
Blog Talk Radio.
We got people ever getting a shout to this, and once you get the bag, you know. That's amazing, man. I mean, I said it earlier, it's a fun love. I'm excited to come and see you. At least you keep me. I don't know, you keep it having a rap too, or are we talking about that? She's having fun, you know. She did a Christmas project. We were actually ready to do very well for us, and, you know, she got all her rights back and everything. That was a fight. I said, huh, well, I don't get that thing. 20 years ago. I know how many years is that, man. I think he's like one of the only artists that's another 20 years. Listen, you know what? So many people probably have to die to get it.
Yeah, they almost.
Oh, my God. I was just going to do it together with the other. Is that on the process, too? Or did you just
what was that like?
Yeah. I mean, B is, she's super talented.
What song did you do?
Man, a lot. Couple.
What's your best song with that?
I like Anybody. Anybody, because, like, because it was very competitive. She had Rodney Jerkins upstairs.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. She had another producer upstairs, and she came down and was like, yeah, you know who's upstairs?
What?
And so I'm going to be calling back on my
she put the right one back on my back.
Wow, I've had a lot of people that do stuff for like making people out. When I'm in the studio with somebody, it's not a scared thing. Like a lot of people know what artists and make them nervous and scared. Like I go in there and be like, nah, we gotta do this overall. And I also listen to what they want me to produce. This is a 50-50 partnership. At the time, right? Like, I'm the producer.
Is that like being a trainer for a fighter?
Yeah, for sure. Like, sometimes you're going to have to turn this way, or you come to me this way. Go south part of the next episode. Ah, ladies, look, just listen to me. And we do bounce off of each other.
Do you guys sometimes disagree?
A lot of times. Well, yeah, a lot of times. Most of the tracks that I give artists, they don't want.
Yeah,
they go with some weird thing.
I came up with a strategy on how to make it work. I was like, you know what?
No. We got the munchies. So this guy lives with the Iron Man crib. You know, you put the Iron Man crib in the movie
Tony Stark?
Yeah, how was that, yo?
Is it really like that?
Like, I know I put a movie on that. You talk about that, please? Like, this guy is exquisite.
Come on, this guy bought the Iron Man.
And it distorts me. It distorts my thinking about who I am.
Mm-hmm. you know, understood, hey, this is cool, but it has to stop. Let's see what it means. Knowing that this is just, comes with the job, it's not just an illusion. It comes with the job.
That's just because they have, like, you know, good and bad years to be noble. They just bring you to the lowest of the low. That's what I need you to have here. So, you know, I just don't complain about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, I can lose this.
You know what I'm
saying? I am like, yeah, so lose this on the plane. I speak with my family members. I just, you know, I come up with certain things that I like doing that make me happy. And I move on with my day. But I remember, I had meningitis. Spinal meningitis. And I was a lot of telling me I need to sit down. I was moving too fast, moving too much. And I had to learn how to walk again. It was a whole thing. And when I was in the hospital, I got a clear view of who was around me, what I didn't like. Because think about it, like, you know, we go to the same destination every day. Like, if, you know, you can run to that destination, but the day that you actually walk, like, oh, that's the cleanest. Oh, that's the body.
You get to see things
so much clearer that things are slowed down. And so when I came out of that, I just changed my whole focus on how I was moving because, you know, if you don't evaluate yourself, you got to evaluate yourself every couple of years. You know, usually 5 hours, say three, because the world was moving so fast. And, you know, I started to evaluate my
self-inventory.
Self-inventory. That's, like, very important because you can get so complacent in that same spot that you're not even growing. You know what I'm saying? So, like, you got to say, like, man, because I say, even in the studios when they used to never change the couches, and we spent millions of dollars, I'm like, yo, they never even change the couch. They just, like, they can't change the couch in here. Right? And so that's also, like, with your friend. Or, you know, some people that you have to move past from. Right? Because everybody's cool when you're saying yes. You know, so I went on the mission. I said no for a whole year. Just to evaluate my surroundings. Right?
It's a book, The Power of the World.
Good book. I got to get that book, Power of the World. I definitely use it. And it brought out people's true colors when you're saying no. Everybody's going to come to the party, but we're going to clean it up with you. And so, like, that's just how I've been moving. But it's definitely been a lot of hard times. It's been hard times also being disappointed in a lot of people that you have respect for. And just seeing that, like, wow, like, these people never think they was all for themselves. You know, they never really see me.
I put most of my time and energy to the people disappointing me the most.
Mm-hmm.
Oh.
It comes like that. It happens like that.
But it's part of school. The whole world is a big school, and we're all each other's teachers.
Mm-hmm.
We learn from each other.
Yeah, I don't see even nobody might get the little strength like that. Like,
excuse me?
I don't see you a lot of people. The little strength. You shrink everything.
No, it's not a lot of people. They're new people. They think the same way we do. I'm only with the life, the same thing as one of them.
Okay.
And that's what happens. We get disassociated when we're younger, picking up the wrong friends, then not pick up the right mate. And then eventually you come to that time of your life where you ascend. And sometimes people can't ascend with you that you love. And you kill yourself by trying to keep yourself at that level to be the people you love.
Mm-hmm.
But they can't ascend with you. It's like that. From, I don't understand why it's that way when Allah puts the light on certain people. And I don't know. It's just you can't handle it. 100 million people writing you, can't vote, just saying, and then that follow. Well, they try to make the whole world come to close to the worship cult. That's what this world is. It's the beginning of time. That's all we know how to do with worship.
Mm-hmm. Indeed. I don't want your Lord to want to be the next festival. That was rough. I didn't feel you were off the grid.
Yeah.
It's bad, huh?
Of course, because, like, you know, I knew where he was at. And I knew that he was ready to graduate from this kind of situation that he was dealing with, and that was the hard part. And I remember us working on the album, and him having the concept for the album. And, you know, a lot of people wanted his album to sound so chilling and so street. And, you know, he was saying, that's not what I'm at right now. You know, like, he wanted to get into, he had these TV shows that he was about that he had deals for. So he was transitioning to a different space. And then once we worked out Snoop Studio in L.A. Here, the whole time, and that's when he started coming. He had a pool table in there. That was one of the classic work we were doing there. Yeah, Snoop was cooking food for X every day. The ultimate journey, you know, like to see another artist cooking food for another artist was commendable to see, and the love was real. And then we actually did verses in that studio, and then that's when X knew that when Snoop did verses of DMX, he stayed there. And then we had the plan after the album, now he's going to get his physical form right and his health. And I remember I was on my way to Saudi, and I told him, I said, you should come with me to Saudi. Let's go over there. I got a train over there that can get you started. And he was like, all right, cool. That sounds like a great idea. And he called me back. And I'm like, I should have. I never lied to him, but I should have, like, lied to him this time.
Oh, man.
And he asked me, how long was the flight? And I said, 16 hours. He was like, I don't want to be next to you that fucking long. You know, wow. And that was the last time I spoke to him.
That's a scary place, boy. Huh? And being out living life, scary place.
Yeah,
scary place.
You're frustrated that, like, you, the idea is, like, they just lie, everybody. Like, you just can't help, you know, you can't help somebody because they're... The situation is unhelpful, I guess.
I mean, I think his situation was helpful, but I just don't think the time was on the side.
Oh,
yeah. Right. He gained a lot of weight because, you know, he was out the game. And again, it was the most sober I've seen him, like, who wants to have known him. And that's why he gained all the weight. And I think,
good thing happened, come on, we have gained weight.
Yeah. He gained that weight. And then, he went back and he, you know, fortunately hurt himself. But for me, everything that I know of being like, he was in pain. And I'm like, when I was a kid.
Yeah.
And so I know that he's in a better place now. He came to me in the dream, the whole thing. I was definitely on a mission. You know, like losing a brother so close, it just felt, I never felt that before. You know, I lost a lot of people in the streets and stuff like that. But, like, losing an ex, still to this day, sitting on the couch talking about it, it don't feel real. You know, for a dog. You know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Well, listen, they're trying to get us to wrap this up real quick.
Oh, they got to go somewhere?
No.
Yeah.
And listen, what do you want the people to know about you? Where can they find you? There's a bunch of millions and millions of people watching you.
I'm on Instagram, The Real Swiss. I was about to turn off my Instagram. All social media, to be honest.
I know, we just call for
it. No, I don't know.
Thinking out loud, it's The Real Swiss.
Yeah. The Real Swiss, SWIZZZZ.
And once again, we have all
the
hotboxing.com.
Okay.
Hotboxing.store.
Okay, let's get it.
Thank you. We have a bunch of goodies. Hotboxing.store. If you have a bunch of goodies.
Okay.
You know, one of them, you have friends.
And you don't believe it. That's my wife. My pastor's right to her.
It's
Hyphen 2.0.
No, there you go.
Okay, thank you. If you're
switching
chicken.
I'm going to have.
Oh, Dave's not eating.
Yeah, this is the best.
Let's just try it.
I'm trying.
Oh,
there goes that.
It's like the morning.
This is Belvedere. Yeah, because that's another episode of Hot Box with Mike Tyson and...
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
I'm going to try and advocate for more time. friend said, I had to talk to these knuckleheads out of making the real Troy have to be. Because you had issues with bro.
Yeah, exactly.
And I'm like, yo, son, move.
But at least y'all niggas should get behind what he's doing. Instead of trying to talk about the real Troy at BB. I was like, yo, come on.
Don't do that.
You like, you know that, you know, shit is all on. So like, I can't never understand the modern age. The modern age is like,
right.
How niggas be gay and then be like, oh, it's a heavy deal. Women out here. Because you know me, you know me. You know what I'm saying? I never understand money today, but like, the only thing I would get if I had decided to be on that site is so processed that like I really moved over there when I was already 15.
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Right.
So like, I don't come from like a fucked up. I was told the way I could just do whatever, have my way.
Right.
So I used to have to go to other rooms and have my way. You know
right.
what I'm saying? So when I'm back in Crown Heights, I'm not doing what I'm doing, running them up when I'm in practice.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or Brownville and shit. I'm back home chilling. So I received other than you, like trapping over there. Like, I think I had mad work over there on the block. The killers were using it for me to let me know. The niggas is working for the world peace, just to kill us. But, you know, for my age.
Yeah.
So, like, other than that, I feel like maybe you feel like, until you do come here, but it's never really an issue until you start moving. That was the problem.
That's what made it an issue.
If I was just a nigga working at UPS, and I was coming up with no issues.
But there was a whole story out of school. Most of the niggas got locked up. These niggas.
Yeah.
You know, y'all niggas got the right idea to rob a whole hotel.
Now,
so, maybe most of them got locked up.
I know. These niggas was digging stuff. That's why way before I even knew. Niggas were just happy making some out here. You know, kind of like, now, I was just from there.
But I was one of the young boys that, when they used to play ball.
Breaking the rules. Everybody used to go there and play. Okay, so your mask on, your chest on,
Completely forget why you're there.
When everybody started leaning
This is shocking. The Ireland fans can't believe.
That's it. Brazil have disappointed their Jamaican fan base. They're out of the World Cup.
Wait, he's gay?
Brazil fans are out of with the English accent. Upset because it's not pretty to stop.
This is kind of crazy. Peace to everybody that's about to come in here. Yo, I hate this lighting. Next week the background will be changed by the end of next week for sure, because this lighting shit is horrible. So I will be changing the lighting, the background next week. I said it before, but on me down to North Carolina, a lot of things, you know, held that up. But yeah, the lighting is terrible. That's why I'm not on camera. But anyways, salute to everybody. So as I was searching, right? Oh shit, my whole book is fucking wet. I'm sorry, hold on. I spilled fucking water on my notes. God damn it. Give me a second, man. Oh, that's fucked up. So, all right, well, I'm about to start from scratch. I'm about to freestyle it. Anyway, I want to know where are the Yachty boys in here real quick, because this just came to my attention. Let me cut this fucking TV off. Hold on. Got so much shit going at one time, and I just came in from the store, out of breath. You know, I'm getting old. So I'm moving too fast right now. I'm moving too fast for myself right now. All right, relax. All right, so look. I don't know how true this is. I just came across this just now. Is it true that Buju Banton is a Chichi man? He's a Fosse boy. I don't know how true it is. I just came across this, so I just wanna I wanna listen a little bit. But I think this would have been all over the, you know what I'm saying, all over and shit like this. So this is alleged, but they're saying this is from Sizzler's associates. So I just wanna take some time out to watch this for a second. Y'all just bear with me. We know we kind of probably start off a little slow, but we're gonna build up to a good tempo. I'm not that tired today, so I'm in an upbeat kind of mood. So we will be all right today. So I'm just saying, I just want to listen a little bit before we get to the subject at hand. Just coming in to say hi, Mike, and chat, and hit the like button. Thank you, Creative Touches, Tanika. Thank you, sweetie. And while you're at it, you get that donation button too. But I appreciate you, love. Thank you for showing love. Your presence is appreciated, goddammit. Now let's listen, because I just bumped into this shit. Is Buju Banton really a Chichi man? Right, let's listen. Shit.
I'm afraid that they forget, say, them need we. You see me? Enough time, you might see even Dada and certain man work and thing, and they might do something and try to water down the man's legacy and put him against certain people and put him adjacent to certain people on songs and things. So even the album, the father of a star and them thing there. But I know, so sometimes they try to water down the man thing and make him look a certain way. And you don't know, so him take that as a disrespect. You see what I mean? You don't know, say, them man, they look at that as a disrespect when they try to put him adjacent to certain people. I'm going to talk, no Jamaican artist, like, I remember the Fonda song, like, you have people where, you know what I mean? No man not try to tell you how to live your life or anything and what you must accept, you know, but don't forget, say, Rastafari don't accept certain things. So it look away. So you try to water down the man image, you try to water down the man legacy, and then man, you know, take them kind of disrespect them, bro. You see what I mean? So people look at that as disrespect. So Sizzla is allowed to feel the way he feels. So when you see a man like Sizzla now, as a general, him willing to get up and say how him feel against certain ones. Even if him and a man are bridging, you know, and you disrespect him openly, a man has thought. You see me? So when you see a man that is not afraid to stand up for what he believes in, you can't look on that. Everyone wants to say, yeah, ignorance, but I don't know ignorance. And when they are university students, everything they done do is calculated.
I don't want to lose people while y'all coming in here. So for some of y'all that just coming in right now, not understanding what you're listening to, I'm going to be talking about the Chinese Jamaicans versus Jamaicans. So as I was looking up, like right before I went live, I seen this. It said, Buju Banton turned gay. Seen in Buju's video. Futa was right. Words from Sizzla Associates. So this is my first time hearing. So I'm like, hold the fuck up. I want to listen to this live with the people. So as y'all listening to it right now, this is my first time listening to it too. So this is just as new for me as you. So I want to listen to this. This is kind of crazy. I mean, what's the song? I'm in a Chi-Chi Man bar. You don't want to get caught in the Chi-Chi Man car. If we fight them, then we burn them. You know what I'm saying? Just Bachi Boy, I don't know how true it is, man. Regardless if he is, Buju Banton is still a legend. I don't care if he is, if it's true. If it is, he is still a legend. I don't care. James Baldwin, one of the most prolific activists and writers of our time. If for those who don't know who James Baldwin is, please look him up. I'm pretty sure y'all should know who James Baldwin is. But anyway, he was gay. And I respect that man's craft. So regardless, I don't care. But this is just surprising. And just to answer somebody's comment real quick, you said if a lot of men who do long prison sentences are Chi-Chi Man. I don't know. I've seen in my future that I never saw my future of me spending many years in prison, like forever. You know what I'm saying? So, but if that was to turn out, I'm not sticking my stuff in no peanut butter. I will beat my dick. Like, I'm sorry. I'm jerking my shit. There's no way a nigga booty is going to entice me. I don't care how long I'm in there for. I'm jerking my shit every chance I get, period. So, whatever. Let's continue though, real quick, and then we'll get to the Chinese Jamaicans, all right? Because this is really colonization. I was just having this conversation the other day, literally the other day, that they are taking over every place that's melanated. Yes, some of y'all will say, yeah, there's Chinese Jamaicans. Yes, we know. Understandable. But they are infiltrators. I gave this analogy, and then I'm going to press play. I gave this analogy about Kemet, Egypt. That black African civilization, not white or Arabic. Let's get them out of here. The fall of Kemet was due to the invasions. Okay? This is how cultures were tainted and destroyed. When they conquer a place or whatever, like Kemet or whatever, they take the booty, meaning the female, and they rape them normally, most of them, and some will intermingle and have babies by them. And their child will grow up half and half, knowing the culture, learning the culture, and being a part of that culture, right? However, that child or that boy, that man, they will take the side of their father, who is the conquerors, and then they will taint the religion. The culture and everything, and they were take over. This is what's going on. So when you say there's a lot of Chinese that have been living there for, yes, the Chinese started to go in there in the 19th centuries, meaning the 1800s. But the influx started in the 1940s. So I'll read all that over with y'all. But however, they don't fucking care. 1885, about to say the council, not say that's 325 AD. 1845 or 55 or 68, one of those, the Berlin Conference, the scramble for Africa. That was so many people, Berlin, Rome, London, and all those countries, Portugal, all of that, to take parts and pieces of Africa, which they did. The Chinese is no fucking different. Chinese is no different. When you listen to the Malcolm X book, the Malcolm X autobiography, he said when he went to Africa, when he was in Nigeria, there was Chinese influence then. They was like lobbying. They was acting like they was a part of the movement. So they were finance. So they was easing their way in then. Only thing it was doing was coming with a smile. But anyway, I just want to play a little bit. I don't want to, do too much. But let's hear just a little bit of this. All right, this is about Buju Manson, real quick.
It is very well thought out before anything else. When you say I'm gonna do anything, don't try running. Come, President. One President.
All right, there goes Sizzler right there. Hold on.
We're live, you know. That is it, you know. You see what I mean, sir? Yeah, man. One Sizzler Kalanjina. See them say long live the king, yeah? Long live the king. One eye is still a sinner. You see me? Come up there, Donna.
Oh, Mark on him, bad engineer. You're a bad engineer.
Yeah. Come on. You see that? Yeah, man. We don't take chat from people. We don't answer to nobody, yeah? Rastafari are the Lord. Brother, tell them so we'll be back.
Yeah, man. Earth is the Lord and full of Torah. That LGBT flag was waving in the music video. Previously on The Drama with reggae artiste Sizzla and DJ Khaled.
So, I'm a DJ Khaled. Oh, yeah.
Why Rihanna couldn't sing the Palma Van and Fuji and Sizzla song? Why? Why you put on a collaboration representing Jamaica with three Rastaman brands, one LGBTQ art, one alphabet art, putting the book from the Jamaican song with three Rasta? Who not to say them are attack Rasta all along? Who not to say Rasta them are infiltrate? Who not to say them are trying to make Rasta look cool or look blind?
Come on.
We not sleep. We not take too much Mali. We not smoke too much hookah, wagwan. Too much energy now in the system. We not see wagwan. How much more things do I show on? What do I show on? The music business is attacking and infiltrating Rasta. And a Jamaica, they're my target. But the Jamaican artists, them only see money. Sizzla, just a see what I want. So me, I wonder if Capleton not see what I want yet. And me, I wonder if Buju not see what I want yet. Them infiltrate Buju too, you know. Them disrespect Buju in a major way. And here, why me can't blame them? Buju shouldn't allow it to happen. And me say it already, man, say it like people, me love Buju, you know. Buju are one of my general, them. But if I saw a friendship, I got end and mash up. I saw it have to go. Because my purpose different. When you remember when Buju come from jail? Buju have a son named Marcus. You do Buju proud. You do Buju proud. and make a name for himself. That's by which you forward back him our son, who is a solid producer. We produce some hits and work and well for hits. Me think say, as Buju come, him or vice a song to him son. He didn't. One of the first songs Buju writes is a song with coffee. So why would you do that? Why would you do that? Obviously you don't do that after your own. Ghost around there. The most artists where you left for the 10 years around there. Just be a year people them around there. One bad medley. You do a song with coffee. Buju and coffee not doing the last song at all. Because coffee thing not sure and Buju and one of his Talawa general just straightness. See? So, when we go watch a video, because remember me, when Buju come from foreign, from jail, a foreign me live a foreign. When we click on the video, and me watch the video, when we look in the video, it hurt my nerves. True word. It hurt my nerves. I'm disappointed. I'm ashamed like dog. Because when we're looking at the video, we see a butch girl sitting with a regular looking girl and two picnic in a family setting. That tells me that this is what the family structure should look like now. A butch girl and a straight looking girl and two kids on the step. My aunt pain me. I can't would you video this. If you read my brother was some with coffee, or it reached to this, all the visuals that sell a message up. Then may I watch you video some more. We see them a show and protest are going. And one big old rainbow flag in it. It's stressed out again. I see him video, I have not about two different videos. You see him video one big old rainbow flag in it.
I don't want no trouble, but I'm pretty sure some of y'all must know what he was saying. But if not, he was basically saying, like the person Shake 101, that was on the song, the song with Buju Banton and Cableton and all that. I forgot the name, but it's a dope song. She's with the flag, you know, the rainbow flag people, you know. Salute to them. I ain't got no beef with y'all. Y'all do what y'all do. Live your own fucking life. Who cares? So they don't have no necessary evidence that Buju could be that. It's just the point of that he did a video with coffee, as he said. I don't know who that artist is. He wrote a song for his artist. I think it said his son name was Marcus or something like that. And he wrote a song for his artist or whatever. So it shows a rainbow flag in the video and on a song with, you know, a person who lives that lifestyle, and a big rainbow flag in the video. So he must. So if he's comfortable with portraying that or putting that in his videos or being a part of something that's promoting that, then evidently he must be. You understand what I'm saying? But anyway, I'm not going go to, you know, like. We just gonna leave that one alone. I just didn't know. I wanted to know what they was gonna say, but me personally, I don't think he's a chichi man. All right, I don't think Buju like. I don't know. This is my POV. I don't think he likes. You know, hopefully he don't like wood. All right, only wood he should like is the wood that's in the goddamn them grills and shit. Okay, or you know what the fuck I'm trying to say. But anyway, so this is what I looked at. Because this is the video that I seen. Hold on, do I have it up? Hold on 1 second. I'm going to show you the video on Instagram, what I was looking at that made me want to do this live, because I wasn't going to come live today. But let me share my screen. This is what made me talk about this real quick. Coffee or bulldagger, right? I got you. Hey. So, Winky Wright and Craig, do you think that Buju is one of those just because he's been in the video? Because he was in that video, Craig Belly, and you straight yard boy. So, you let me know. Do you think Buju is one of those because of that? Yes, he's definitely not. No, I don't think Buju is a bocce boy. I just feel like he is how should I put it? Like, understand that this is this type of group of people, and you know what I mean. And you should be comfortable in your own skin at the end of the day. But I probably could get if you've been in a video and they promoting that kind of lifestyle, how that will look, knowing how people in Jamaica and especially black people period feel about that. So at the end of the day, I mean, I can see it from both ends, man. You know, anyway, but this is the video that got me started. Ooh, Lord, Lord. Hold on, and I know y'all seen this one. I was that told about this like a good week ago. Let me find it, man. This shit made me cringe. I know y'all seen it already, but I don't care. I'm gonna play it.
It is abundantly clear to me that there are people who live afar and identify as Jamaicans, but you don't have one of these. And while you're entitled to your opinion,
let me go to the other one. When I all that writing on it, it was fuller. Oh, this is so funny, son. Hold on. Let me get the other one. Hold on. Y'all know where I'm going with this. Come on, man. This is crazy, son. This is when people get too. This is when I say about black Americans, how we feel about all you other people. Y'all should feel the same way. You know what I'm saying? They coming and invading. Taking your language, adapting to your culture. There's no way Chinese people can have a culture. They have to adapt to their surroundings. They have to adapt to the Jamaican culture because that's is the more dominant culture. So you have to become them, act like them to become one of them. That's what we say about everybody else that come here. Talk about black Americans, we have no culture. But when we see how you speak, you see how you dress, even though you from this island, even though you from this country, even though you from that, nigga, you sound like me. So now I hope people start to understand it now, because now you starting to see these motherfuckers moving on your territory, talking like you, acting like you, taking your fucking business and looking down upon you. This is how black Americans feel. This is another reason why I wanted to do this, because it's to show y'all how you feel about all you ungrateful motherfuckers. But the history is different, though. I was totally different. But I hope there's a correlation to this shit. But this disgusts me, y'all. The colonization of melanated people. This is why we all should be on code. This is why we all, I'm going to say it one more time. This is why we all should be on code. I'm going to leave that one alone. Let's get it.
Hello, Janine. They come for drink milk, but they are cocoa. It is abundantly clear to me that there are people who live afar and identify as Jamaicans, but you don't have one of these. And while you're entitled to your opinion, one is a set our ass clap does. So let me set the record straight. Number one, Jamaica is not an African nation. It's not a black country. We identify as an ethnically diverse society. People, please.
Did y'all hear that? So how are you going to come there and say this is not a black place? This is a multi-ethnic, this is a multi-ethnic country. Jamaicans. There was a video that was up a little while ago. I forgot the name of it, but I'm looking at the comments. I think it was this video, but I think it was some other videos where, hold on, let's go to the comments. because it was like, yes, it is the Jamaican, and there's Chinese Jamaicans. Y'all is so fucking vulnerable. So fucking vulnerable. I'm not saying all of y'all, but no, this is what happens when people get too comfortable. I'm on your side, Yadi man. Yadi man, this Yankee boy is on your side. So listen up.
Just stop it. Out of many, one people, Jamaicans, we do not hyphenate and we do not encourage separation by race. Number two, this one's mine. This is my granny one. This one is my mom's. And this is grandpa. Yeah, it's hardcore. Grandpa died a long time ago. If you are planning a trip to Jamaica and you don't own one of these, you're going to have to book a return flight from where you came. These are the rules. I'm just laying it down for you. If you go to Jamaica and you don't have one of these, immigration will stamp your passport and give you a set amount of time that you're allowed to stay in Jamaica. And if you overstay, you're welcome. We put you back on a plane and we send you back, you, not me, you back to the country which you came. My fellow Jamaicans.
This, yo, I'm going to tell y'all something right now. Hold on, let me look at the chat before anything. I want to know, where is my rude boy and rude girl? Where are you? Are you here? Press one if you're here. All my curry juice drinking motherfuckers. All my Aki Kalalu eaters. Peppermint ball dropping in the oxtail sauce, motherfuckers. Are you here today? Press one, because I need to understand what's going on. And do y'all understand what we've been saying all along? What's up, Ms. Drew? I ain't see you in a minute, man. Salute to you and you and your king and all that. Bamboo, salute. And again, if y'all would like to show some love and donate to the platform, show some love to the goddamn platform. It ain't gonna hurt you. Show some love to the platform. You know what I'm saying? Definitely show some love to the platform. The million-dollar question is why you let them over there. You know you can't trust them. That's what I'm saying. Somebody do me a favor, right? I tried again.
My fellow Jamaican.
Shut up, bitch. Listen, I can't show this, but I'm on my blog talk on my mic, Firefox. Hopefully it'll work. Can somebody do a test call for me? Let me get this off my screen because I don't want y'all to see the other information that's you should not have to see. So hold on, give me a second. Hold on. Let me put the number in. Hopefully it'll work this time because I usually do it on my on a Google Chrome, but this is Firefox. So hopefully it'll work. So I just need a test call, please. Somebody do a test call for me. I'm about to put the number in the chat real quick. I got enough videos to play, y'all. So just hold on. Somebody do a test call for me real quick, y'all. I would gladly appreciate it. Now, let me go back. Thank you, whoever did that donation. I definitely appreciate it. What the fuck am I doing? Oh, I'm sharing. Excuse me, y'all. Yeah, so I had to really look. I'm gonna do another show on this because, like, I'm looking at... Let me go where I'm at. Hold on. Because I was trying to look at the history of the Chinese Jamaicans and stuff like that. When they came like in the 1800s. Let's go here. I got videos. Let's get a quick backstory real quick. All right. So let's go to Wikipedia. Even though they be editing shit, sometimes they have, you know, some credible information. But let me check out the phone line real quick before we get to that. All right. Area code 513. Can you hear me?
Yeah,
can
man.
You
big,
up. Back, big up, big ups, King. Can you mute the background? Everybody, can you hear? Can you hear him on can y'all hear him, please? Let me know if y'all can hear the tool, please.
Hold on. Yeah, man.
Yes,
yeah,
everybody,
man.
Can you hear him? Press one if you can hear the guy on the phone. Please let me know if y'all
testing,
can hear him.
Testing.
Yes, they can hear you. Oh, God damn it. Blog talk. Man, you want to act right.
Yeah, man.
Thank you.
Respect, Mike. Big up.
Respect. Bless. Now, my
bless
question
love.
Is,
yes,
Yo, what the fuck is up with the China man? Talk about it.
Them boy, them run everything, King.
I see. Do you see that they are colonizing and taking and robbing y'all culture?
Not only y'all, Africa too, man.
Oh, of course, yeah. We know that. I'm just sticking with y'all right now. So we definitely know they tearing Africa the fuck up. We know that.
But the boy them in power, them a pure sellout. So any man come with money, them get what them want.
Yeah, and that's one of the things far as, and not just Africans, not just Jamaicans, not just Black Americans, it's us. I guess, you know, I think like the capitalistic system that we live in, money always conquers all.
But true,
you know
that.
What I'm saying? But not standing on the principle that this shit is detrimental to your legacy, your ancestors, your culture, and your land. You know what I mean? Certain things have to have a significant value that you will stand on it and not let it go. We all are guilty of it. You know? That shit is crazy.
True that. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Some boy that don't care.
Have you had a bad experience? With are you a Are you in Jamaica now, or you somewhere? Wait, huh? Nigga, I think your connection, yeah, his call dropped. That nigga must be in UK or something. Nigga, sit on your router. But again, like I said, we're gonna go through a couple of videos. All right, we're gonna go through a couple of videos. I just wanna just get a quick backstory on this, because this is wild. Hold on, let me shout somebody out. Real quick. Thank you, Ms. Drew, for showing love to the platform. All right. So it says Chinese Jamaicans are Jamaicans of Chinese ancestry, which we already know, which includes descendants of migrants from China to Jamaica. Early migrants came in the 19th century. There was another moment of migration in the 1980s and 1990s. Many descendants of early migrants have moved abroad, primarily to Canada and the United States. Most Chinese Jamaicans are Hakka, and many can trace their origin in the indentured Chinese laborers who came to Jamaica in the mid-1900s and 20th century. Despite an old census record stating Chinese painter named Isaac Lawson lived in Montego Bay, St. James in the year of 1774. Most Chinese Jamaicans are Hakka and can trace their origin indentured. Okay, we heard that. British Parliament made Chinese workers to come to Jamaica, British Guyana, and Trinidad and Tobago, but nothing came out of it. The two earliest ships of Chinese migrant workers to Jamaica arrived in 1854. The first directly from China. The second composed of onward migrants from Panama who were contracted for plantation work. A further 200 would arrive in the years up to 1870, most from the Caribbean islands. Later in 1884, a third group of 680 Chinese migrants will arrive, with the exception of a few from hopefully I pronounced that right. Most of these migrants were Hakka people from the Dunguan, however you want to pronounce it, Haiyan and Bayan, and well, the fuck. This third wave of migrants will go on to bring more of their relatives over from China. Look, yes, so I'm not going to, hold on, what did I say? I say Black history. Black slavery. The influx of Chinese indentured migrants aimed to replace the outlawed system of Black slavery. It installed signing a five-year contract that bound the laborers physically to specific planters and their estates and subjected them to physical financial penalties whenever any contractual conditions were broken. All right, but however, they more came over there for like work, right? And these motherfuckers came there and stayed and just basically took the fuck over. And let's not forget, you know, that was an enslaved country as well. You know what I'm saying? There was definitely the Spanish ruled. You know what I'm saying? The British had ruled there for a long time. The Brit first it was the Spanish, and then it was the then British. So Jamaica got the independence, I believe, in the 50s. Don't quote me, but I think it's the early or mid 50s, maybe early 60s. But I'm really playing my cards on the 50s. That's when Jamaica got their independence, or something like that. Correct me if I'm wrong. But let me go to these videos, man. So, still, at the end of the day, motherfuckers don't respect your shit. They want to take over, claim what's theirs. You understand what I'm saying? And kick you out. But them Jamaicans burnt their fucking hotel down, too. Let me go to that. Hold on. Let me go to that. You say, yeah, they working undercover. Absolutely. They all going to come as a worker or a laborer or trying to help. No, that's what they doing now in Africa, come to help. And look what they doing. You see all the videos beating up the workers, tying them up to a tree, gang raping the women and children out there. Come on, family. They just like the Anglos. They just like those other people, man. That shit crazy. Hold on. Let's go to this one. I'm going to go to the Umar Johnson shit right now, too. But I'm going to show more videos of them in Jamaica.
Disclaimer, I'm not saying the activity that occurred in this video is good or that it should be applauded. But I will say I understand. And for Antonio, Jamaica, this hotel was burnt to the ground because the owners of the hotel basically put a policy saying that no Jamaicans could stay there. Only Chinese and Caucasian guests were allowed to stay and utilize the private beach. Now, it should be clarified that the owners of the hotel are not Jamaican themselves and are believed, I don't know for sure, but are believed to be Chinese investors from, you know, China. Anyways, here's the video. No, I'm not saying what they did was correct. But if you know Jamaicans, they do not take ish like that. So what do y'all think? Were they right or wrong? Also, it should be noted that not a single person was hurt or injured in this incident, to my knowledge. If someone has other knowledge, feel free to put it down in the comments. Anyways, Baltimore, appreciate
you. Well, remember that, guys. Good video. Because at the end of the day, these motherfuckers should get exactly what they deserve. They all, see, us as a people, instead of having all these differences, these cultural clashes, we have to understand that everybody is against the melanated man, woman, and child. We all have to understand that shit. It's no other way to put it. They will come to your land. Come with smiles. The devil never comes with a growl. He comes with a smile, y'all. This is just to show you exactly what's going on and how many examples that they show all of us, not just Black Americans, all of you motherfuckers, even Africans. Y'all be getting y'all wake-up call. Those are your nigga wake. These is nigga wake-up calls. If we literally stand on code and back ourselves up, we would be the richest people ever. But see, we're going to have to go to war to protect it. However, if we get on code, bro, when I mean everything that we're going through will change within a year. I swear to God, within a year, without any jealousy, without any fucking hate, without any pocket watching, just focusing on self-preservation, economical power, and building, I mean staying focused. Everybody is not gonna be focused as others. So we're going to know there's going to be someone that's going to tail behind us. But Black people, us melanated people, we all follow us. So what's popping and what's, you know, what was lit or what's going on with the right now, we're going to follow that. We just need the real strong-minded, focused ones to compile all of this, these steps and these strategies, and put it together. Everybody will fall along with it. All of us around the globe, we know we make up 99% of the planet. Excuse me, 99% of the planet. The Caucasian, and I would say 95. I would say 96. We got to add in the Asian man, even though they derive from us. They are a group of people. I mean, they still, you know, you can put them as white or whatever. Some of them classify themselves as white as well. However, they have their own identity here. But, you know, you understand the classification is what I'm trying to say right now. However, we are the majority of the planet. Just a small 1% of people that's controlling the fucking world, that's controlling everything. If we get on code, it's over. All right. Let's hear what he got to say, and we're going to go to some other videos, man. And again, I ain't going to be here too long. But let's continue. Let's continue. All right? Come on now.
Worry about theft of your mail and packages? Wouldn't it be great if you can manage? That means they control what's coming in.
Suriname and South America.
I never heard this one, but I never knew TV. Please subscribe, all right?
Great question. I pause because it bothers me when I look at Africa and the Caribbean islands. And I just came back from Aruba, and I'll be going later on this year to Martinique, Curaçao, and back to Suriname and South America. But it bothers me when I look at the history of how we fought for liberation followed by independence in the Caribbean, only to hand that independence back over to another race of people. So we fought for freedom from the white man, and now we're handing over that freedom to the yellow man. When I was in Jamaica, 2015, I keynoted National Heroes Week. Irie FM and Ocho Rios and Marcus Garvey's back, me and Muta Baruka, actually. And while I was in Jamaica, I heard all these rumblings about the Chinese. And I've been to Jamaica before, and I've seen the Chinese. But in studying what they have done since my last visit, I was astounded and appalled to find out that they had made so much inroads into controlling and influencing the infrastructure of the Jamaican people. The Chinese built a road from Kingston, one side of the island, to the other side of the island. And in exchange for the roads that they built, the Jamaican government, unless this has changed since then, gave the Chinese total control over the toll money that will be made by people using the Northwest or East-West Highway. Why would you give a foreign power complete monetary control of the tolls on this road that you know half of Jamaica is going to be using? You're talking millions of dollars of revenue you're giving to the yellow man just because he built the road. In addition to that, the Chinese are building, it's probably done by now, they were building at that time, two schools, and they were bringing Chinese educators over to help the Jamaican people educate black children. They built the Children's Hospital, which is supposed to be largely staffed with Chinese. They also gave the Chinese total control of all tourism on both sides of that highway that goes from one side of the island to the other. I was also told that they gave the Chinese the right to drill in natural rainforests in the Jamaican on the Jamaican territory for Chinese exploitation. They've given them tax abatements, and they also purchased, if I'm not mistaken, the port, the main port of Jamaica.
They own the port.
Is owned by the Chinese. Exactly.
Wow.
If another race owns your port,
yes,
that means they control what's coming in.
They control
what's going out. What about the drugs? What about the gun? What about the COVID? You don't know what them people bringing in. And you mean to tell me that the Chinese care so much about Jamaican people that they're not going to educate our kids and take care of their health? Chinese don't care about black folks. Go to China. Go to China and see how they treat black people in China. So to me, what I think this is the government of Jamaica, like so many African governments, so many other Caribbean governments have, they've gotten in bed financially with the Chinese. The Chinese have studied the way the white man practiced neocolonialism throughout Africa. And the Chinese has learned that these black leaders don't really care about their people. They're all about their pocket. So I'm going to do what the white man did, but I'm going to do it one time better. I'm going to offer them double the money. You let me take over this land right here, I'll give the white man offer you $1 million, I'm offering you $3 million. And I'm going to build your retirement home. And I'm going to pay for all your kids to go to college in China. You follow what I'm saying? And I'm going to give you a private military. So the Chinese have basically become neocolonialists 2.0.
Oh, right.
They're outdoing the Europeans. You follow me? And they're giving Caribbean and African leaders offers that they can't refuse. And guess what? When you abdicate on that loan that they give you, because all this is loan. These are not handouts. It's all loans. When you abdicate on the loan in that contract, you have to give them large concessions of land and large concessions of your economy. There's an African country right now. Is it Uganda? There was an African country who defaulted on their loan to the Chinese, and they now own their national airport. I forget which. They own the airport now because they couldn't pay back the loan. The Chinese know what they're doing. The problem we have as African people is we tend to think anybody who's not white is a friend of ours. Nobody is our friend, not the Arab, not the Chinese, not the Latino, not the, except the African Latinos who identify with us, not the East Indians, not the Native Americans. We don't have friends. But black people have been seduced into this multiculturalism, which says the brown man is your friend, the yellow man is your friend, the red man is your friend. No, they're not.
Hopefully, I'm not going to taint this video because he's definitely on it. So Africa, I mean, it's over for Jamaica. It's not even Jamaica no more. It's China. Even here, it's China. Our great late great grandmaster teacher, John Henrik Clark, said the African man, and he's talking about all of us as black people, all of us Jamaicans, everyone, all the melanated people. Okay, he said, the black man, we have no friends, no exceptions. That's all he said. The African have no friends, no exceptions. Nobody is our friend, family. Nobody. They all gonna come with smiles. What's most important is your land, your culture, all of that, and your principles, and your ancestors. Anyway, I'm not going to talk too much, but these are prime examples. No exceptions. We have no fucking friends. They all want to come to our land, our island, study our culture, dress like us, talk like us, and then act like you ain't shit. It's their culture now. And they're going to buy up the land. And they're going to take over. Us as melanated people who are the prototype of the creator, him or herself. However, we are so gullible. But not to one another. Only to others that look not like us. We are very, very gullible. Only to other people that does not look like us. Because we will hurt each other in a minute. Okay? And be cautious. And you know what I'm saying? And be cautious of us in a minute. Now, watch that, nigga. But this, anyway.
Black people who's not white is a friend of the Chinese, and they now own their national airport. I think it was, they own the airport now. Because they couldn't pay back the loan. Chinese know what they're doing. The problem we have as African people is we tend to think anybody who's not white is a friend of ours. Nobody is our friend. Not the Arab, not the Chinese, not the Latino, not the, except the African Latinos who identify with us. Not the East Indians, not the Native Americans. We don't have friends. But black people have been seduced into this multiculturalism, which says the brown man is your friend, the yellow man is your friend, the red man is your friend. No, they're not. Black people don't have no friends. And my greatest fear about Chinese neocolonialism 2.0, my greatest fear about Chinese neocolonialism 2.0 is when the time for revolution comes, because there will be a second revolution, because you got to get rid of the Chinese. You would have to fight 10 times harder. When you fought to get the white man out in the 60s, in the 40s, in the 50s, it was a little easier because he don't have the numerical strength. The white man had to use other black people in his armies to fight blacks because they're only 10% of the world. They don't have enough. China is the most populous country on the planet Earth. They have 1 billion people, not to mention their reserves around the planet. Okay? Don't get me wrong. African people, we're 2 billion. We're the biggest. The problem is most of us identify something other than black, which reduces our numbers. I'm not African. I'm multiracial. I'm not African. I'm Latino. I'm not African. I'm Samoan. You follow? So we are disintegrated based on these names. Here's the point that I'm making. Because the Chinese have the technology, because the Chinese have the manpower, the war, the second war for African independence, the second revolution for African independence against Chinese neocolonialism 2.0 is going to be 10 times as bloody, 10 times as long, and it's going to require the sacrifice of 10 times as many people. We will not be able to throw them out of Africa and throw them out of the Caribbean as easily as we did the whites. And the whites wasn't easy. That was a hell of a war. So just multiply that by 100, and that's what we will have to deal with the Chinese. The worst thing we're doing is giving them all this, and it's being done through the politicians. The politicians are doing it. But here's three things that keeps Africa enslaved to the Chinese and the white men by virtue of their politicians. Number one, we have been distracted in America, the Caribbean, Africa, all over the world. It's a pan-African problem. We have been distracted from development with democracy. Everybody's focusing on who to vote for. You're not looking at the conditions. What's going to change whether he wins or he wins? Because guess who's financing both of them? The same people stealing your oil. Who's financing both for them? The same people stealing your gold. Who's financing both for them? The same people stealing your coltan. You follow me? So democracy is a joke they play on black people to make you think you can have radical transformation without revolution. The reason the white man pushes democracy globally so hard is if there's ever a breakdown in the black man's confidence in democracy, the only alternative is revolution. So that's number one. Democracy is a distraction from development. Number two, when I travel, especially Africa, but it's true in the Caribbean also, black people are more concerned with their tribe being in control than they are with liberation from foreign control. Are you following me? I've seen it. So when the elections is coming up, it's not about freeing us from white supremacy or Chinese imperialism. It's about, are my people going to be the president? Is somebody from my tribe going to be the prime minister? And because they're more concerned about tribal imperialism than African independence, this democratic scheme that they run on black people continues because we're so petty and so small in our thinking. I just want to make sure his people don't get the presidency. I'm not even looking at the bigger picture. The white man knows this. The Chinese know this. So they come and exploit, finance both sides, so no matter who wins, they get all the resources. And then the third issue is most African leaders and Caribbean are foreign educated. They go to Britain for their education. They go to France for their education. They go to Belgium. They come to America for their education. And what did Dr. Carter G. Woodson say in Miseducation of the Negro? The college-educated Negro is seldom of any use to his race because the education he gets is an education that takes him away from identification with his people. So most of our African and Caribbean and American leaders are Negropean. They have an African body. They have a European mind. So the white man and the yellow man are controlling the black man through remote control by virtue of conscious control of the way that he thinks the entire thought process of the African leader. There's a few exceptions, but for most of them and the Caribbean, the entire thought process is that of a white man. How can we get free?
Man, crazy. Don't forget the shit that happened in Florida where he's taking out, that governor is taking out all of African-American studies in the colleges and schools in Florida because they don't want to know the truth. See, we want to hear about, what's her name, Young Miami or whatever, get one of, she like Golden Showers, P. Diddy Shorty. He got memes with the dog in the fire hole saying that's P. Diddy peeing on Young Mommy. This dude Kevin Gates saying he got an 18-inch love muscle pause for the pauses out there. I'm just saying the shit that we really think that's important. You know what I'm saying? The shit that we really take for entertainment. While we play, they conquering. While we play, they studying. While we, excuse me, while we being, well, play too, while we being entertained, they're conquering. They're studying. They're planning and they're taking over, family. That's it. And let's not forget this too. Let's not forget this. Hold on. I'm going to play a couple of more videos and then I'm going to get up out of here. I just wanted to share this. Where we at? Right here. Don't forget that. This is my first time seeing this. They have backlash. So look at the Chinese in blackface. I didn't know too, because I was looking for the museum. This is the Chinese. They don't have I'm looking for the actual video without the guy commentary. I don't see it, but it's the same thing about the Chinese museum where they depict the black people as monkeys and stuff like that. Let's not forget that. That's there right now in China. Let's not forget how they treat black melanated people out there in China, but they could come to anybody else's land and take over and try to, you know, bar you from coming to their business or just paying to get the fuck out. You can't stay in their hotel store for so on. You see the, it's crazy. Let me just play this real quick.
Bro,
do you see what the fuck am I? Do y'all see what the fuck I'm saying? And the monkey and shit like that. Yo, what the fuck is going on, son? It says, the sketch was intended to celebrate the new Chinese-built Kenyan fast train and China's relationship with African countries. It's, yo, when I wanted to really bang on my desk just now. Like, I mean, bang. I just got a lot of shit on my desk and I wanted to fall over the floor. I don't feel like picking it up. But I really just now feel like just banging on my fucking desk right now. I don't want to say it's over because I still have hope for us. It's tainted hope. Fainted hope for our people. We look more to go out, to be entertained. And look, this, you see them doing? Look. That's what they want. Us to entertain and dance. Give us our shit and just entertain us, nigga. They had went back to the drawing board. The Nagasaki and Hiroshima, these motherfuckers went back to the drawing board. and knew and studied the minds and the intellect of the European, because they are in power. They have conquered and cornered the market on everything all over this planet. They took jewels from Sun Tzu. Those are bars. Just took notes and studied the white man. Us is not that hard to figure out, obviously. Because in order to enslave the Negro or control the Negro, you have to study the controller of the Negroes. Who was the Anglos and small hats? Let's not forget small hats. But they all European anywho. Studied their minds and applied it and took over. That's why he said there are two, there are the colonizers 2.0. I forgot the other word he used, but basically that. The European 2.0. Look what's going on. The motherfuckers just said there's 70 million people in motherfucking Ghana. It's over, y'all. Look, I know these other, I know y'all. Y'all been fucking with me for a lot of y'all faithful watchers. So y'all, we on the same page. For the newcomers and stuff like that, only thing I'm just saying is we expect some people, a lot of us expect, you know, Instagram and Twitter, CNN or whatever to be our source of information and our source of entertainment, but take everything as entertainment and not look at things with a critical eye and try to analyze, like, look at all of this distraction. What else is, something has to be going on because we are bombarded with all of this bullshit out here. Something else important that we don't know about is taking place. We're just not hearing about it. This is what's happening. Boy. Shanghai commercial. They clean that fucking dirt off you. Look at this shit, bro. I've seen this one before too. It's been a minute, but I've seen that before. Shanghai-based laundry detergent firm came under fire for this commercial. Throw a black man in the washing machine, sits on it, assuming it's ready. Here comes a white Chinese man. The only thing they have to do is later apologize, and that's it. We just look for apologies. I don't expect nobody to say, I am sorry for slavery. Why? It doesn't even matter. If it had to take this long, it was not genuine in the first place. So fuck your thank yous. I don't want no thank you. I don't want no apologies. Give me some tangibles, family. Bro, you think everybody a friend? Ain't okay. Nigga said, I love my white queens. Look, you can fuck them, but look, okay. Let me do something else, and then I'm ghost, man, because this is crazy. Hold on. Oh yeah, and the other shit with the hold on, let me go back. Just to not forget, I'm going to go back to the Jamaican shit real quick. Come on, computer. Mm-hmm. You know when your lips get dry, you bite the thing on your lip and you got to spit it up? All right. I don't want to hit no more commentary. But this is the African Museum in China.
Disrespectful. How on earth will you be comparing animals with Africans? How on earth will you be comparing black people with animals? Like, this is not right, China. This is not right. For real, look at these pictures. Look at this. Really disgusting. I was sad when I saw this. Really sad. Very, very disrespectful. Very, very disrespectful. And this is the museum that people go in and come out every day. What is the purpose of a museum? The purpose of a museum is to educate and teach people. It's to teach people. and in Europe is totally different here in China. Look like this. How? How? Is it what you are teaching your own people? Is it what you are teaching people about African people? Is it what you are teaching people about black people? This is not right. What have you done to deserve this? I am mad.
It's not right. We be at the zoo this. Now, but at the end of the day, man, look at that shit, man. They are educating people on the black man. Okay? So, yeah, we just have to understand what we are dealing with, man. Everybody's not your... Look at that. That's how they depict you, Jamaican man, African man, FBA. That's what they think. So at the end of the day, bro, that's just what it is, fam. It's crazy. See, the thing about the black man, the melanated man, which bothers me a lot, we think with our dicks. Not all of us. As much as I love pussy, yes, I do. How my mind is, and how, I guess, conscious of what's going on, period. I will not let any other race pussy distract me. Just because the girl is white or Asian or Chinese or whatever the case may be. That's infiltration right there. I don't know, man. If some of us would look at it like, yo, well, I still like they women. Like, it's like feeble-minded shit. That's why when you think with your little head, things happen, man. Things happen. Exactly how China will take over Jamaica. Hold on, I'm going to go back to that. Non-Jamaican women was dragged for saying this about black Jamaicans. All right, let's hear that. And I be thinking all of this shit is rehearsed. This is all of this shit is on purpose.
So many Jamaicans ignorant of their own history. Huh? Oh my God, people, stop it. The Jamaican accent is not an African dialect.
Hey, people, how you doing today? Together, Destiny here, and welcome back to my channel. It's New Year Eve. I'm super excited. Hope you guys are having fun, and hope you guys
record
your accent.
I ain't gonna hold you. That voice is crazy. But anywho, let's continue.
From where originally the accent is from, I find this video, what she said, really, really interesting. I need the guys to hear this, and then we'll come back and talk. Why so much dumb people in my comment section? Oh my God, people, stop it. The Jamaican accent is not an African dialect. The Jamaican accent, like everything associated with modern Jamaican heritage, is in fact the byproduct of a cultural melting pot that our motto embraces. In fact, in terms of cadence, it's most similar to an Irish accent.
I've been shooken up now, to be honest, since the race is a bit hard now and the legs are like jelly, but yeah, I suppose we did a bit of celebrating and did the podium thing and got to put on the podium fence as well.
You see, as early as 1656, Oliver Cromwell ordered 2,000 Irish children to be taken to Jamaica and sold to English settlers. The extent of Irish immigration to Jamaica was so prolific in the centuries to follow that 25% of Jamaican citizens can claim Irish ancestry. And this includes Bob Marley and Marcus Garvey. So if you never know, now you know. Again, out of many, one people.
Kindly share your thoughts about everything the woman said down in the comment section. I'd love to know your thoughts on this. The Jamaicans, and I mean Jamaicans, I mean the black Jamaicans did not find it funny. But a lot of black Jamaicans had a lot to say about everything.
Can I say something? That kind of threw me for a loop with the Irish talking like that. Is that true? I really never heard Irish people speak like that. Hold on. All right. I'm going to let it play. But the motherfucker said ting there, some shit. Okay. I don't know, but... All right now.
I think this woman said. Anyway, guys, I need you guys to hear what other Jamaicans think about what she said, and then we'll come back and talk. are so many Jamaicans ignorant of their own history? Why so much?
No, ma'am. See, I am not just going to stand by and watch non-black Jamaicans erase the Africanness from my culture. See, non-black Jamaicans like to wave the motto out of many one people whenever they are trying to distract the rest of us from the systemic inequalities that exist in the country and that allows them to enjoy certain privileges. Let me just read a little of what I learned when I looked into this motto. Presenting Jamaica as a harmonious, multiracial, or even forced racial society is an exercise in nation branding, which initially served the purpose of decolonization and was also used to encourage foreign tourism and investment. The adoption of a national motto, flag, and anthem in 1962 as system of national heroes and expressions of solidarity with Africa are some of the examples of nation branding at home. See, this motto was never intended to reflect reality. It was a practical exercise that was implemented to present Jamaica to the world as a racial paradise and encourage primarily white tourists to come. And as a non-black Jamaican, you and your ancestors' interests were placed above the interests of the majority non-black Jamaicans. The British made sure of it around the time of independence. Let me read a little more. Economic power today is held mostly by browns and ethnic minorities, Chinese, Syrians, Lebanese, and there are also many foreign-owned businesses. Even when holding education and residence constant, dark-skinned men and women experience higher levels of economic discrimination and own fewer household items. While the top and middle tiers of the social pyramid have changed somewhat, the bottom has remained the same. Dark-skinned people engaged in low-paid, semi-skilled or unskilled work. The continuation of this color class hierarchy has been the result of differential treatment and disparate impact. In other words, while devoid of explicit racial content and often presented as offering equality of opportunity, these practices have exerted racial effects. They have helped to...
Here we go again. Hi, my name is Summer. You don't know me. I don't know you. But I just watched your video, and I find it very interesting. And I have a few comments. Mind if I...
See, right now, I am sensing a lot of fussy, sugar cane juice. But let's see what he have to say, though. I know somebody about to stone his ass. Okay.
Offer you a new perspective to both you and other Jamaicans, black Jamaicans like myself, who are really upset at you. And they're right to be upset at you. But hear me out. While you are indeed correct, the Jamaican accent is mixed with the Irish and English and Scottish. However, the part that you said that the Jamaican accent is not an African dialect is so wrong. You need to remember that the predominant people in that country, in my home country, Jamaica, we are black. We are from the motherland. We are...
Hey, Jamaican. Ignorant of their own history. Why so much done
from Jamaicans? Include it. Yeah? All right. Have a good day now. Love.
Oh, manager.
Fire.
Jamaicans, ignorant of their own history. Why so much done?
How are you bumbug like this? How much of this stuff is cement face bumbug like that? Where you really come from? Come and disrespect my language. Hey. I will build your own fucking language. You hear that? But I come mix with the Irish. Any Irish or Irish bumper clap potato going a blood clot. But you hear that? Get that name, blood clot head.
Most similar to an Irish accent.
All right, man. One more video. But this is just an example, though. These are just examples that these motherfuckers is really trying to take over, bro, that they already took over, and they trying to erase your culture by calling it a multi-ethnic culture, just watering down your history, our history. We all one and the same, but water down your history and taking it over, like, and belittling and pushing you down on the totem pole as if you don't exist or contributed anything. A Vietnamese Jamaican, Lord. All right, hold on. Wait. Did I miss something? It was another. Jamaica experiencing a Chinese invasion. That's from 5 years ago. Let's look at this real quick. This is the last video.
They want the land. They want the island. And they will take the island. Welcome to SoFlo TV again, everybody. It's your host for the most. This one is going to be really short, but I'm going to get really straight to the point. So don't worry about no long video. Just pay attention closely. Somebody said, SoFlo, let's be real. I thought you were more intelligent than that. The Chinese don't want Jamaica. They can't. They will never take over Jamaica. Okay. For those of us who are short in vision, we cannot see. The Chinese are people of vision, okay? They do things for the long run. I remember a Chinese leader saying in an interview exactly these words. He said, the white man is their competition. The white man is their adversary, right? And they were speaking of England, and they were speaking of the United States of America, Canada, and these places in the West. They are our main competition. And in time, we will surpass them in every way, technologically, financially, every way, military, every way.
That's fucking crazy.
And they ask, okay, so what about the black
man? Grab it to the phone.
Speaking of Africa and Africans at home and Africans scattered throughout the world. And his answer was, the black man, he's just there. He's neither here nor there. He's just there. Meaning you're not even a factor. Now, let me explain to you quickly how they will take over Jamaica. Listen. They won't use bombs and guns and bullets. The Chinese are not known for doing that. They're not known for coming in and kicking off doors and occupying people's land and enslaving the people that live in the land. They're not known for grabbing anybody and dragging you off to Guantanamo Bay and all that other stuff. They're not known for doing these military operations to occupy somebody's land. Could you imagine in the middle of the night you're sleeping in Jamaica as a Jamaican that's born and raised in Jamaica, right? And in the middle of the night, there are tanks going down your street that have Chinese soldiers in them. And they're jumping out of these tanks and they are doing military operations inside your neighborhoods, kicking off your door, kicking off your neighbor's door. Well, that sounds like American soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. Whatever the motive was for the missions.
Come to TurboTax and... Don't do your taxes.
That shit getting real. And again, like I said, we just really have to pay attention to what's really going on. And we have to stop letting social media distract us from what's real. For real. Shout out to this channel, SoFlo. So please subscribe to SoFlo TV. All right?
About peace is that when something is broke, first door. Well, that sounds like American soldiers in Iraq and Afghanistan. Whatever the motive was for the missions, that's what it sounds like, right? That's not the Chinese style. They will take over Jamaica in total peace. And I'm not talking about pieces as when something is broken into pieces. I'm talking about peace and love peace. Okay? Check it out. Here's what they have to do. They will continue to pump money into Jamaica. They will continue to lend as long as we are willing to borrow. At the greedy at the greedy decision of our leaders who will steal these monies and oil and line their pockets with them, because those monies will be made back. Make no mistake about it, China is not giving, lending money to not get money back. They are, someone said, SoFlo, China is not even lending money to get money back. They are lending money at the speed of light, hoping that you won't be able to pay it back. Because in the contract, in the fine print, it says, if you are not able to pay it back, then we will own this. And with this strategy is how they will take, just look at the highway that they built in Jamaica. Did you see that the lease on that is 50 years? A lot of us won't even be around 50 years from now. Our leaders who 50, got us into that contract.
I'm sorry, I'm not going to do too many interjections, I promise. 50 years contract? 50 fucking years. And that is going to accumulate with interest. They're going to own the whole entire island. If anything, to be honest, they already are in control. They already own it. That's crazy. And I'll end by saying, look what Akon is doing to its own country, Senegal. Chinese investors. The people is going to have to work triple times harder to pay back the interest. So they're going to be more impoverished than what they already have been. The same in Jamaica. And the same here. It's chess, not checkers. And again, I end by saying another thing. Patience is a virtue. We want things handed to us quick. Microwave culture. They are in it for the long haul.
Binding contract with China, none of them will be around 50 years from now. They are all in their 50s already. 60s and 70s. Ed Holness himself is pushing up to 50, so here we go. They will peacefully take over Jamaica by giving, building, and with everything they give and with everything they build, and with everything they lend, there will be a contract that says, you have this amount of time to pay me back. If you are not able to pay me back in this amount of time, I will seize ownership until you are able to pay me back. Now, once that time comes, they are then able to rework whatever contracts there were, because those who were around with the original contracts will be gone. But their mission will remain the same from generation to generation. So the whisper will be passed down. When it is time to renew this contract, or when it is time to give up this contract, extend the contract, or make the contract null and void, or add this to the contract that says, if you are not able to pay me back, it is mine indefinitely. So there won't be no bombs and guns and bullets. They're not coming to kick any doors in. And then once they own it, mind you, Jamaica has a Minister of National Security that is Chinese already.
I never thought that earning money could be this easy. I just signed up to be a DoorDash driver, and it's been great.
And Jamaicans walk around as if, oh, China is not that. I mean, they're doing business with us. They're already in your government. They're already here. They're already boots on the ground. They're already in the pockets of the most powerful people that are in political positions in the island.